Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red.
Bored of the same old rhetoric, whining and spin? Freshen up your radio listening with Michael Patrick Shields in the morning. Mr. Red.
Well, you can see the two massive horses outside of our Gillespie Group storefront studio right here. We've got Senator Alan Cropsey, Senator Jason Allen, and George Volman, and we're all looking with astonishment at Amanda Wall, who is, I would say, if the horse is 15 hands tall, she's about 6.
And I'm 10 hands, and the horses are 18 hands tall.
Oh, okay, all right.
I measured myself in the back room before the break.
With your hand? You just ran your hand up?
And tried, yeah.
Okay. probably could have got some help with that if you wanted to call Mike McGarry, your husband. Anyway, so the horse is about double your size, but Senator Cropsey's right. He said, don't worry, the horse isn't going to eat you because they eat apples, not peaches, and you're a real peach.
Aw, thank
that
you.
Isn't that nice of him?
That's very sweet.
Very suave. So why are these two massive, giant beasts in front of our studio?
Well, there is a big event happening this weekend at MSU, and Aaron Rice, the president of Michigan Great Lakes International, is here with us, and he brought Buster and Twister down with him. And can you tell us a little bit about the event at MSU?
Great, Amanda. Yes, 14th through the 17th, MSU Pavilion. Super place for families to come and see a great, great family event. We're going to have over 1,000 draft horses down there performing in hitch, hauler, poles, plowing, anything you can think of. Michigan Great Lakes International puts about 1.4 back into the East Lansing economy, and we're real proud of it, and we need everybody to come out and support us and enjoy the show. Hope you can be down there.
What is the difference between a draft horse and like a normal, everyday riding horse?
The draft horses were originally from Europe. These Percherons were from La Perche over in France. Belgians, Scotland's had the Clydes. You see the Clydes with Budweiser. Well, these big horses were used for work, but previous to that, they carried the knights in war. This is an old, old horse. The breeding is really old, and we brought them to America. We bred them. They really built the roads and streets and worked the roads and streets of Lansing for years, and now we celebrate this with commercial hitches, farm hitches, and all that at the MSU Pavilion.
How much do you have to feed a horse like this?
Well, they'll eat. When we go to the mill, it's about 3,000 pounds of oats a week.
Wow.
And
wow.
Oh, a bale of hay morning and night. So they eat long.
I don't think that diet that you were on, Michael, would go very well with these horses.
No. You know what this reminds me of, Senators and George Volman? King Kong. You remember they got King Kong in New York City, and they got the little Fay Wray standing in front
of the
monster.
Yeah.
And I think one of these horses is going to break free, throw her up on his back, and climb up the Capitol Dome.
There you go.
We'll ride away into the sunset towards the Capitol.
Yeah.
Or maybe MSU Stadium.
Yeah.
It is homecoming this weekend, and they do have beautiful green ribbons that are going down their back. Why are they decorated the way that they are?
This is tradition. This is the way it's been done for almost 100 years. It really sets off the profile of the horse as we're showing them, so you can see their size and their beauty, and it adds to it. All this is just super quality. I mean, this show drips with quality out there. Everything is just vibrant in colors. It's a great family event. We have families, people of all ages out there. We have music. You need to come and see it. It's a great show.
Amanda, could you just hold that microphone near one of the horse's mouths?
You want me to get closer to
we'll get it right
on the
horse's mouth.
I'm standing about as close as I really want to stand to these horses.
Be quiet and see if he'll make any sound.
Pet the horse. He's trying to talk to me. His mouth's moving like Mr. Ed.
Yeah, so put the microphone there right by the horse's mouth.
He's going to eat it.
Yeah,
he looks like he's not. That's as close as we're going to stand.
Well, just remember, if horses eat a lot, they do something else a lot. So
I'm going to walk the long way around.
Don't get caught in the wrong spot because I don't want to have to dig you out. Thank you very much, and good luck
this
weekend at the MSU Pavilion.